What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's Monday, and on Mondays, we bring you a little segment called Metric Mondays. Little bite-sized piece of information around data to help you think bigger and better about your practice. And there's one metric. It's shocking when it comes to your cash-paying dental patients. Many dentists think that these patients that pay cash, they show up for all their appointments and accept all of your recommended treatment. Well, there's data you need to know about them. And when you get accurate data, you can make great decisions about your dental practice. So today, I have a good friend of ours, Dave Monahan from Clear, who shows us the shocking metric with your cash-paying dental patients. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is? Today is Monday, and every Monday, we do something called Metric Mondays. Give you a little bite-sized piece of information, something you can use today, a metric that could improve your practice. And some of the questions that come up is like, I have these patients, they're uninsured, but they're not getting the care they deserve. And then how do we retain them? And then lastly, I'm going to loop one more thing into it. How do we get more of our cash-paying, uninsured patients in? And I thought to myself, there's nobody better than Dave Monahan from Clear to help us with that. Dave, thanks for being on today. I really appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, Kirk, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk later about what you do, but you've been a trusted partner of ours for a long time. And so you're also an incredibly brilliant human being. You have the research to be able to support this, but let's talk about why these metrics are so important and tell us a little bit about the case study you're going to share with us today.
Cool. So, yeah. So for me, some of the things you were mentioning sort of metrics wise, right? So what are offices dealing with right now? They're dealing with a few things. So one is costs have gone up, right? Insurance reimbursements are stagnant, as everybody knows, right? And so there's pressure on profit, right, within the offices. And we're also starting to see, I'm not sure if all the offices are seeing it yet, but we're starting to see a little bit of pullback on visitations and treatment acceptance due to economic uncertainty, right, that's out there. So typically what we're dealing with when we work with offices is, how do we increase their production, and especially their production on the cash side of their business? Because the insurance side of the business, they can't do much about, right? Those reimbursements are those reimbursements, and you're sort of stuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And the theme that comes up all the time is we use this anecdotal evidence, even myself, like, oh, these uninsured patients, cash paying patients, they come in all the time. They keep their appointments. We retain all of them. And the data doesn't necessarily show this. And so it's really important to have really good data so you can make decisions on how to better improve your practice every single month. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm training. And for me, data means everything. So the foundation of all the decisions we make and how we work with offices is the actual data. So we actually integrate with the practice management systems and pull the data back. And we look at how their membership plan patients, for example, are behaving, treatment acceptance, visits, you know, production relative to their uninsured patients. And also we do it relative to their insured patients. We want to see how we stack up relative to insured. So yeah, data is foundational to what we do as well.
All right. So let's go right there and go back to that. Let's talk data. And you actually have a great case study to share, and somebody listening to this could relate it to their practice.
Yeah. So we have 12,000 offices on our platform, over 20,000 dentists. And one great example of the type of practices we work with and sort of the results we get is Pearl Street Dental Partners. And Pearl Street Dental Partners is a small DSO. There are about 46 offices, about 100 or so dentists And they're down in Texas and Oklahoma, but most of their offices are like between Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. When we're working with them, basically they came to us with very much the problem we just sort of went over. They were having trouble getting their uninsured patients to come in. When they did come in, they were having trouble getting them to accept the care they needed. They also had trouble retaining those cash patients. So they had a lot of dormant cash patients or patients that, just never came back right after that first visit. So the net for us was we were trying to figure out how can we help them drive better behavior, right? Get better care to those uninsured patients and start to improve both the care, obviously, the patient's getting, but also on the other side, the visits, the treatment acceptance, and the production on Pearl Street side.
Yeah. So where did they start? Give us an idea of the starting point and where they ended up.
So our basic what we saw, so here's sort of the average that they were dealing with. So they're uninsured patients who are active, by the way. So I'm not including all uninsured patients. The numbers would be much worse than this if this was all uninsured patients. When I say active uninsured patients, we measure the patients that are paying cash that have come in the last 12 months. So what did they do on average, right? And let me give you the numbers. So before Clear Membersy came in, uninsured patients came in at about 1.4 visits a year, which isn't bad, by the way. We see that typically down at the one level, a little bit, right around one. So 1.4, not too bad. They were completing 2.4 procedures, and they're driving about $450 worth of gross production. Okay, so 1.4 visits, 2.4 procedures, 452 of gross production. Once we put Clear Membersy into the offices, and by the way, just to describe this, so they have 46 offices. We design the care plans for each of those offices differently. So each office has a different demographic they're serving from a patient perspective. They have different treatment preferences from a doctor's perspective. Some of them have different sort of goals of the membership plan. Some will lower the price in order to get more patients to accept it because they know they'll get treatment acceptance on the other side. Other offices like to price it where they're going to be profitable on that base subscription for the care that's included in it. So, but anyway, we work with each office to design this, and our platform can design, we can design them all differently by an office level, but roll them up organizationally so you see the results, one result for the whole DSO if you want to. So anyway, so we built these plans around the offices. We put them in place, and what we the we and we measure it. It takes about 12 months to get really good data. It's that you can, you want to see a 12-month cycle of the patients coming through the membership. But this was they've been on our platform for years. So after a few years, we did the measurements and the visits for the Clear Membersy patients. So I mentioned it was 1.4 for active uninsured. The Clear Membersy patients come in at 3.3 times a year.
Wow.
3.3 versus 1.4. So it's 154% improvement in visitations. On the procedure side, they moved from 2.4 to 5.7. So 135% improvement on procedures. And then on production, they moved from $452 to $1,083. So 150% improvement on gross production. So, and by the way, that's right around the averages we see on our platform. So we bring all that data back. We do averages across all the offices on our platform. They were a little higher in certain metrics, a little lower in certain metrics, but it's pretty close to what we see typically in an office that we deploy within.
Yeah, I have so many questions. Okay, so you said active patients, you use the number 12 months. The industry standard is usually 18 months. Tell us the discrepancy and why you see that differently.
So if we did 18 months, then our numbers would actually get better and better. And so what we try to do is say, hey, we believe like active means I'm coming in on an annual basis.
Right.
That's our sort of what we always want to see a patient at least once a year. I mean, that's bare minimum. Like just from our perspective of if you have a patient that's truly engaged and active in your practice, they're coming in once every 12 months. Yeah, if we went to the sort of the, I guess the official definition, we would go to 18 months. That would only make those base metrics sort of worse for the office, right? So they would drop from, let's say, the 1.4 visits, probably down closer to one, would be my guess, because there's that last 6 months of patients would be even less engaged than this 12 months. So anyway, we try to hold ourselves to a standard, I think, that's a little higher than what you typically would see in the industry.
Yeah, I like a little debate on this one. This is pretty cool because again, I've been doing this for 31 years. People say, well, my uninsured patients come in all the time. Well, that means they would come in every 12 months, right? So that means they would be an active patient. Now, circumstances, all that kind of stuff. But I love the clarity around how you look at this data. I have to ask you another question too. The 450, you said 453, I was taking notes here, on gross production per visit. Was that the number? And it went to 1083 gross production per visit?
Is that it's gross production per year.
Per year.
Yeah. Okay. It went from the 453 to the 1083. So it basically, more than doubled basically the production by getting them on the membership plan.
Okay. So there's a story behind that too, because when you talk about gross production of a PPO patient per year, the write-offs are going to be significantly different. Even if you're a practice owner and you're listening and you grew your gross production per year from 482 to 1083, and you were heavily involved with PPOs, you're going to be writing off about half of that. But with a membership program, it's not the same circumstance, correct?
Yeah. So what I was, so just going back to those metrics, the 1.4 visits, the 2.4 procedures, and the 452 gross production, that's for an uninsured cash paying patient, not on a membership plan. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we basically, if you look at it, more than double all of those metrics by moving that cash patient into a membership plan. Now, that's one set of metrics, okay? We also measure the insured patients. And we look at the insured patients from a little bit of a different perspective, which is we still measure visits and procedures, right, and gross production, but also collections, right? Because gross production doesn't mean a thing for insurance, right? It's what did you actually collect? What did they actually pay you, right? What's your net production on that gross production? So, right. Just to give you the stats on the insured side for Pearl Street. So this is, we see this over and over again, by the way. So visits, procedures, and gross production, clear members E patient versus a insured patient, almost exactly the same. And why is that? That's because they have coverage, right? They're committing to care. They have care included in their subscription or their insurance. And so they take advantage of it, right? So just in Pearl Street's example, clear members E patients came in 3.3 times a year. A insured patient came in 3.1 times a year. So negligible difference. Now, procedures, a clear members E patient accepted 5.7 procedures, an insured patient accepted 5.9. Again, negligible, right? Pretty much the same. Gross production, the clear patients, the clear members E patients were a little above, 1,083 versus 968. So clear members E patients, 1,083, insured patients, 968. Now, here's the difference. It's exactly what you said. The insured patient's discount off of that gross production was a little over 40%.
Wow.
Okay. But you're losing 40% of that 968. On the clear members E side, the average discount they give, like when you do all the blending of the subscription, the included, including cleaning exams, x-rays, and then the treatment that's accepted after that, is right around 17-18% discount is what you end up providing. So if you now take a big step back, you end up doubling your, if you're uninsured and moving to clear members, you double everything, right? And all you have to do is provide a little bit of a discount to get that under, compared to insurance, you save about 25-30% from a collection standpoint versus an insurance plan.
Right. Now, I've had you on our podcast many times and do our masterclasses. Now, I get this one almost every single week. And so we got to speak to this because we're going to do more of these. People say, well, why would I want to do a discount plan? Like clear is a discount. Like, why would I want to discount my procedures for my cash paying patients when I'm trying to get rid of PPOs? I'm sure you've heard that one too.
Absolutely. So you're not giving any more discount than you already are, right? Is the way I had to give you the headline. And describe that or whatever, give you the details behind that. So we also measure what are the discounts and collections on an uninsured patient versus a clear members E patient. So, everybody assumes that your uninsured patients are paying full fee. I hate to break the news, they aren't. So you're giving day of treatment discounts, right? And we see standards of 10% or even up to 20%, right? They'll just give it to them. The other thing is the uncollectible on uninsured is fairly high relative to a clear members E patient. So here's the net of it. When you measure the actual discounts given of uninsured patients versus clear members E patients, the uninsured patients come in at about a 14% total discount when you compare collections to gross production, and a clear members E patient is 15%. You're basically giving the same discount, but you're getting double the production and double the treatment acceptance. So it's, I don't know how to say it, Kirk, it's just a no-brainer. You just have to really look at the data, understand it, to really make those, so they understand what's actually happening and why you need to invest in a membership plan.
Yeah, my head hurts already just thinking about these numbers. Now, you and I are going to do a lot more of this because I love, you're not making these numbers up. You guys do a lot of research on the data. And I'm just going to say this, like, if you haven't, any business, and I'll say any business that isn't involved in creating a membership loyalty program is just silly. Like, it's silly not to create a business that has that kind of component. I'd love for you to wrap. I know people are going to want to know more about what Clear does, and that's important. But give us some final thoughts on this, Dave.
Yeah. So what we just sort of described is sort of the net of it. And what we sometimes do, but sometimes people just, they don't believe it, right? They're like, hey, that's not my practice, right? And all I can say, Kirk, is I've worked with over 10,000 practices, and the data is incredibly consistent. I mean, incredibly consistent. It's like my CTO has a PhD in machine learning, and he is shocked by how consistent the data is. It's just one thing after each one after another gets to the same point. So if you don't sort of believe that, what we offer actually is, so obviously we have a membership plan platform, right? We'll help you design, we'll consult with you, we'll design it, we'll help you implement it, we'll train your team, all that good stuff. We're there with you from day one. We have a customer experience team. You'll be assigned somebody who will be working with you as long as you're on the platform. Like, we do everything you need. It's cookie cutter turnkey and customized for your office. And then if you like are skeptical about it, we actually measure the results. And I tell everybody who comes onto the platform, if we're not getting results for you, then just get off the platform. Like, it's that simple. I don't, and we actually take the data when you integrate on the practice management side inside the portal that we give you, shows you the data. The data I just covered for Pearl Street, you get the same data live on the platform anytime you want to look at it. If you, like I said, we are totally behind you. It's not working for you. Just don't use the platform anymore. So it's that simple. There's a total guarantee, right, embedded in our solution that gives you your data.
Yeah. So, Dave, I always like people to do something as a result. So, where do I go? Tell me what to do if I'm listening to the podcast to start this process.
Yeah. And Kirk, just to explain, we mentioned probably Clear. We mentioned Clear Memberzy. So we've merged the two companies. So Clear was a company, independent company. Memberzy was an independent company. We merged them about 12 months ago. If you go up, you can go to clear.com, memberzy.com. It takes you to the same place. And clear.com is KLEER.com. You can go up there. You can get more information. Actually, Pearl Street Dental is on the website. The case study is on the website if you want to go take a look at it. And there's all kinds of opportunities to engage with our team up there. Book a demo or just talk to somebody, get a consult, things like that. So yeah, just go to clear.com.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. All right. So
thanks, Kirk.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening today. Hope you enjoyed that. One of the things you'll know about our partners is we vet them. Dave's a great guy. I obviously enjoy, he teaches me a lot about what's going on in dentistry, and we don't really promote anything that we don't absolutely believe in. So if you weren't taking notes today, this is how the podcast works. We're taking notes for you. So you can flip up to the notes. I don't care if you're listening to Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, everything we talked about is listed in the notes section. So we make it easy for you. So if you're driving, don't do this while you're driving. Just flip up to the notes, click on the links that are below. It'll take you right to where Dave said. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. So hope you guys enjoyed that, and keep tuning in as we'll bring you more and more Metric Mondays. So hope you guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.